It's our weekly conversation with General Manager Rick Smith, and we start things off, tough loss against Green Bay, and it's something that you, the rest of the organization, wants to change.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's obviously, you know, when you don't play your brand of football, and I don't think we did that last week, we did things that were uncharacteristic. We made mistakes in big points in the game. We turned the ball over. We didn't take care of the football. We didn't play up to our standards. And so when that happens, it's a bad taste in your mouth. The only thing you can do about it is put it behind you, learn from it, and we've corrected the mistakes and had a good day of practice, and we've got to continue to have that so that we go and play our brand of football this Sunday.
Yeah, we've talked with some players this week, and they all recognize the significance week in, week out of every game. There's a little bit more with what's at stake, 5-1, both squads. But there's been some, I don't want to say bad blood, but there's been some blood over the last few years with the Ravens, a bit of a rivalry almost. Do you get any of that with having some former players on the Ravens, the significance of the games that you've played against them in the last couple of years?
Well, I think that's where it generates from. And first of all, to have a rivalry, you got to have some competition.
Right.
They've beaten us every time we've lined up to play them. And so I think that factors into it. I think the fact that we lost in the playoffs last year at their place factors into it. I think the way we lost the game here at home on Monday night plays into it. So we've got a history with this group, well respected. I mean, there's not a front office in the business that I respect more than the Baltimore Ravens and Ozzie Newsome and the way that he runs his organization. Harbaugh's an outstanding football coach. They do have several players or a few players that have been here. And so it's just a well-run organization. We have not had success against them. Both of us are 5-1. We've got a chance to go a leg up on them going into our bye week. And so all those factors are just things that make this an important game for us, on top of the fact that we didn't play well last week.
No doubt. And you get a new face coming up from the practice squad in David Hunter. He's a local guy. He replaces, unfortunately, Tim Jamison, who went down with the Achilles injury. What impresses you the most about David Hunter? What made him stick the first time around after the cuts in August?
Yeah, I was impressed with the way that he just came in and put his head down and worked, and obviously playing at U of H and being a college free agent, he was fighting an uphill battle. He recognized that and knew that and just continued to get better. He's a stout player. I think he is a guy who can hold the point. He's got to work on some pass rush stuff and some of his movement stuff, but he has continued to progress, and it was unfortunate what happened to Tim Jamison, obviously. But we do think that with Hunter's addition and Earl maybe playing a little bit at end and moving around, that we'll be okay in the rotation.
All right, it's Battle Red Sunday, Texans and Ravens. He's ready for it. You're ready for it as well.